Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you fucking guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every, well, Wednesday. We're in a standstill time period. This week we're on 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Next week we'll be booted to 5 to 6 p.m. So stay tuned for another exciting drama with your soap opera, Jenny.
What's up?
What's up? We'll figure it out eventually. It's a work
in
progress. It's a work in progress. Jenny got a new shift at her security job and will now be working Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hell
so
yeah.
That is going to open up many, many doors and avenues for the Genster.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's going to really concentrate on our business.
Going to be able to concentrate better on the business as well as have I'll actually be present for my fucking concerts.
Right.
Imagine that. I won't be showing up at 11 o'clock after the bands have already been playing for 2-3 fucking hours. You know what I mean? Because, I was working Thursday through Sunday, 2 to 10 p.m., and that kind of fucks up your weekend right there.
Yeah,
see what I'm saying? Like, that's like your whole fucking weekend. It just obliterates everything. So this is going to be much better for all. And I know, shout out to my, say hello to my little friend, Alejandra Ariano, drummer extraordinaire. That bitch drums for everybody.
Hell yeah.
You need a fucking drummer, hit that bitch up.
She drums for everybody.
We do need a drummer.
She does sometimes from 10 to 12, 15 bands all at the same time.
Fuck.
Never misses a beat. Knows every fucking song to every fucking band. And never gets anything missed up. Nothing
fuck
at all.
Yeah,
she's perfect.
That's what I'm talking about.
And she's a fucking pothead.
Fuck yeah.
She smokes a shitload of weed and at the same time can do all that. I am amazed.
She said, amen.
No, but I've never seen anybody like her before. Like, she just, like, she is, and she went to Musicians Institute.
Right.
Shout out to Musicians Institute, where I'm working on my associate's degree. And music business entrepreneur.
Hey, man, people do
so I can manage lovely, wonderful people like Burn the Ships.
Yes.
And Side Effect.
Hey.
And many other bands. Yeah. I have a lot, unfortunately, like a dumbass, my first week back to LA Talk Radio Studios. Shout out to Sam Hassan, owner.
What's up, Sam?
And our buddy Ronan Rosner.
What's up, Ronan?
We miss you.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
One of my favorite motherfucking people. Two of my favorite people. We love LA Talk Radio. We've been here for almost 3.5 years now.
Yeah.
We started March 8th of 2017.
Fuck yeah.
And we've been going strong, and we've gotten bigger and bigger. And then October 24th of 2018, we started doing our concerts. So that was a natural progression of our business and what we were doing. And it's something that I had been wanting to do for many years. I've been on the radio since 2012.
Oh, wow.
And I had always wanted to do the concerts, on my own concerts.
Right.
And I'd always wanted to cover big concerts and do, you know, write for, you know, music magazines and all this stuff. You know, these are goals of mine, you know, dreams of mine. Also to... hopefully this fall, if I can get everything, all my ducks in a fucking row and shit lines up right, I will be launching my television show. That's Real Entertainment.
Hell yeah.
And I'll have his live studio audience. We'll have a house band featuring Alejandra Ariano.
Fuck yeah.
As our house drummer. But I want to do is like a revolving set. So like every couple of weeks we trade in a different drummer, we trade in a different, you know, guitarist, bassist, whatever.
Yeah.
So that way we kind of have a mixture and everybody gets a turn.
Right.
You know, it's like Ron Jeremy.
Too soon.
I'm sorry. I love you, Ron Jeremy.
To Ron Jeremy.
I don't fucking care. I only have water right now, but toast to Ron Jeremy. I don't give a fuck what he did or whatever. Look, I'm sorry if there were victims and blah, blah, blah. No. If he even did it.
The guy's half dead anyways, dude. Fuck, man. Like, let the guy go in peace.
If that's even
what happened. What the fuck is he going
to
do now?
If that's even what happened. Do you know how many bitches try to get publicity? They do it the wrong way. They say, oh, somebody raped me or sexually assaulted me, and then they get publicity and it makes them look all wonderful.
It's
and
a scary
you know,
world now because it nowadays you don't know what's gonna happen to you. So every with everything going on in the world, you just gotta be like,
yeah, it's kind of crazy.
You just
stay aware, man. Yeah, you gotta pay attention to your surroundings.
You keep your eyes open and your eyes shut. Just like,
that's about all you can do.
You gotta keep surroundings,
especially when you got kids and shit like that too.
We're also working on our management. Obviously, our management prospects and everybody want to be able to get people as many concerts and gigs as possible this year. Amen. I have a few websites and apps and whatnot that I can actually get you guys more gigs outside of even my own concerts or awesome. Young Blood Productions. Yeah. My brother Nathan Young from Young Blood Productions. We miss you, dude.
Yeah, he's the bassist for Fate Destroy.
Yeah.
And the Los Angeles and he's the Empire bassist for
Green Jelly, whatever. Yeah. Shout out to Green Jello.
Little Big.
Shout out to my buddy Psycho John Jennings. What's up, motherfucker?
I miss all my
buddies. I really do. All my friends. I miss Orgy. What's up, dudes? Miss you guys.
Ray.
Yeah, Captain Ray's nuts. He's been on our show.
I love his car, man. You see his Mustang? Oh, very pretty. That's hardcore.
But that's a division that we're really working on this year to really go bigger and help bands develop more.
Exactly.
That's part of the reason I'm going to school for all that is to help you guys more, like contract law and learning more about deals and whatnot, like endorsements, shit like that, trying to get you the most biggest bang for your buck, basically. So these things we're working on. So shout out to my bands. Obviously, I got Side Effect. I've got Burn the Ships. We've got Mortis, the Devil's Reject.
What's up, Mortis?
As well as the Mortis Doll Dancers featuring Lillian Sin, Voodoo Kitten, and Cinder. As well as, there's so many dancers. I don't know all their names even half the time. I just know they make great strippers. Anyway, I've been to their strip club. What are you talking about? I threw a concert at one of their strip clubs. It didn't go so well.
Yeah, sure.
It did not. So what we're gonna do in the future is just have really hot chicks dance along with the bands.
That works.
And pay them. Like, here's some money, dance for me, and we're gonna be happy.
Shake
and that's good, and that's all we need. I'm bisexual, by the way. I'm a huge supporter of the LGBTQ MMORPG. Get it? MMORPG?
Yeah, let's go.
Like I'm a video gamer.
I guess my wife would win me. I'm dragons and bitches, but my wife would
do
two things, I guess.
I love all that shit. No. So, because I, you know what? I'm the biggest B I know. Get it? Bisexual. Anyway. It works on two fronts, bitch and bisexual. Gotta love that. This year, I will also be working on my stand-up comedy. I got to develop Aunt Rose Goldfarb.
Yeah.
I have this little... Wait.
Give her a...
No, wait. Listen to this, bitch. She's fucking nuts. This is my aunt. She's crazy.
Hey, this is Aunt Rose Goldfarb, and I'm on my way to the casino. I got my bottle of whiskey and my pack of Luckies, so I think I'm good. I'm going to get lucky today. I can feel it. Anyway, you're listening to my niece Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. All right. Hope you get lucky, too.
That's what's up.
No, she sounds like the character on Rocko's Modern Life. Remember?
Oh, yeah!
Kinda, yeah.
No, she kinda sounds like Roz from fucking Monsters, Inc. I'm always watching you. Always watching.
I envision her as an 82-year-old little Jewish woman. Well, she's a big Jewish woman, obviously, because I'm 5'9", but you know what I'm saying. So this 82-year-old Jewish woman, and she is an avid whiskey drinker. She always drinks a bottle of whiskey, Jack Daniels, every fucking day. Or if she can't get her hands on Jack Daniels, it's got to be Jim Beam or something good like that.
The healthy stuff.
The healthy stuff, yes. And then it preserves her. It keeps her pickled really well. Yeah. See, and then, exactly. You know what I'm saying. So, and she smokes.
Clog the arteries right
away. It keeps her flowing. It keeps all her arteries clean. They're completely clean because,
You know what I mean? They're fermented.
Yes, exactly.
It's like dialysis.
Yeah, but
in reverse.
Right, but to counteract that, see, she smokes a pack of Luckies every day. That's why she sounds like that, honey. That's why she sounds like that. Smokes a pack of Luckies. Those bitches ain't got no filters. No filters. Yes, but she never had that problem, see. Because she's a hardcore bitch from hell. You know, she's Satan's sister. She's a hardcore fucker.
To my father, then.
It could be. Could be his long lost sister. She has a horrible gambling habit. She has been married 4 times, and all husbands have died on her from one various thing to another.
Yeah.
And she's inherited, they've all been rich, and she's inherited all their money. Every one of them. Oh. So, you know, she just, you know, she still has shit tons of money, so she can gamble like that and never run out of cash. It's a great thing.
There you go.
Yeah. See? And then she ends up marrying the man she couldn't marry 50 years ago because
He was the elevator operator.
Yes, at her building.
Fall in love with her, make her maid, and then, you know.
Pfft. Yeah. But he won't marry me. You know, stupid shit like that. She want to come in and say, hey, what's up? All right, so anyway, all the craziness aside, this is Jenny and the Muse.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Yes, that was a great song once.
Hey, hold on, wait.
And then we have silent giggles over here.
We got something coming for that.
Oh, Jesus.
So I've been working on this little track called Trump in the Trunk.
Where he belongs.
What am I allowed to say on here?
That's where say whatever.
Yeah, what do you want to say?
You can swear. You can talk however you want. Yeah. It's freedom of speech.
So we ain't really got the logistics of it down, but it'd be something like, how's it go? I leave him slump in the dump. That's Trump in the Trump because they're hitting him with the pump.
Right.
I got train wreck in the middle with the fiddle in the widow. Motherfuckers cut him up like wood. And I wish you would. And I'm up to no good. And I'm in your hood.
I fucking love it, dude.
We are massively anti-Trump in this room.
Fuck that nigga.
Because he is against everything that I stand for. Fun and being gay. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
no.
And
my best friend's a bles. She's kind of this is our blesbian. She is our token blesbian. She is black and a lesbian, so therefore she is in two minorities of the community. We must fight for her right to party.
Yes! Exactly. Fucking that right.
Yes, exactly.
Damn right.
Right.
The blesbian knows all.
Fucking A.
I'm just saying.
Well, fuck, dude. It's good to see you guys. It's good to be here.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Good to see you, man.
I was hoping that we would get out here sooner, but with all the COVID shit and everything going on.
Well, I'm glad we were finally able to facilitate this. I know Side Effect was on the show a few weeks back.
Yeah.
From home. We were doing, home, you know, that
Side Effect bullshit. Was live from Burn the Ship's home studio. So.
Oh, damn. That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's where
that's
I was.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, it's been crazy. Side Effect is kind of doing. We're doing our own thing right now. Getting back to you know what we're doing.
I love how you guys. I love your look, your aesthetic on stage.
Oh yeah,
you guys go fucking hardcore. And me and my husband were just like, we wanted to start our. We practically started a mosh pit at the Rainbow.
That was a great show.
That was an amazing show. And of course, we're gonna have many more shows.
When I stood there and I seen that big ass bass amp.
And I'll get you hooked up with Nick Fuoco too, Arnie. So you can play other of his shows like dates that I don't have. You can play other shows of his if you can't, you know.
Side Effect's it's a cool.
You can
thing,
even do Burn the Ships through that.
But see this shit right here, like Burn the Ships. This is something that I mean when him and I started this, we really didn't have any idea what, you know, what we were going to do. You know, we kind of have, like, we had...
He did his thing, I did my solo rap thing, and yeah. He moved in next door, and we just kind of came together.
Yeah, it was, it just happened, you know? And with today's music and the listening to what things are going on right now, you know, we're sitting there, and he's playing one thing, and I'm playing the other, and you can hear my metal from my living room, and his rap from the fucking, from his living room, because our houses are like, we share a fucking backyard.
Oh,
like,
wow.
You walk out my door... And, like, you step down my steps, make a right, and his door's right there.
Damn.
It's almost like a duplex.
That's exactly. Cool.
We just walk in each other's house. We don't knock.
Yeah, that's so, cool.
It's like a family.
Yeah, exactly.
We're about to have that.
Yeah, so, fucking...
one RV to the next.
when we started this, it was like, you know, okay, you know, what are we going to do? And then it really became one of those things where we didn't even think.
Right.
It just happened.
Day one, we already had a song wrote.
Yeah, and once it happened, it was like, holy fuck. So now it comes down to, you know, I'm doing shows at Vinny's and promoting for Vinny's and everything in Bakersfield, Vinny's Bar in Bakersfield.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, fuck, man, I can plug us. You know, we can just do a show.
We started doing shows. We started doing shows for months before we ever got anything recorded. Exactly. We've only been recording for like the last month.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
We got the studio remodeled.
Mm-hmm.
How long y'all been together, actually? Six months?
6 months. Okay.
When y'all was like,
sound really
y'all got
tight,
the group
considering.
Name together and all that?
Oh,
like,
yeah, everything's good.
Well, see, here's the thing. The greatest part about this is, and it's such a fucking trip, because, I mean, you guys know, I play in a fucking metal band with, you know, my family.
Right.
Not
three other dudes.
That's so crazy,
though. I play with three members of my family.
Right. No, I know, so it's just crazy. Your dad and two brothers.
Him and I go to write, and there's no writing.
I don't get writer's block.
No, he starts saying some shit. I start screaming. Some shit. We structure it together. The beat sounds good. It's done. Once the song's over, we start listening to it. Once we figure out the timing and the placement, everything is perfect in our heads, it's over. Game's done.
Damn.
Move on. I mean, and it's perfect, because that's just fucking amazing. I've never seen anything like this. And what we're doing, the music we're doing, is just it hits. It just fucking hits. Like, every time, and I'm going to get so much shit for this, I'm not a fan of rap. Never have been. I mean, I used to
call it crap.
I give fucking total...
I'm ahead.
I give props.
Hey, all that new auto-tune,
you know me,
garbage.
And Public Enemy, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane.
No. But you listen to the good rap.
Yeah.
Gangstar, Wu-Tang Clan.
No, exactly, you listen to the good
Dead
stuff.
Press, what?
A lot of this shit now sucks.
Harmony. Fuck
yeah.
But he listens to the good stuff to people who are actually talented.
I have respect.
Tech N9ne.
I have respect for so
Chris Calico.
Many rappers like Tech N9ne, Eazy-E, Ice Cube, E-40. Fucking Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
My favorite rapper is DMX. Eminem.
Run DMC.
Then Eminem. Yeah. Old school. Beastie Boys.
Like, I give it up to those
Hell
guys
yeah.
who paved the way for what we're doing right now.
Amen.
For these people, we couldn't even do this.
Oh yeah, of course. They paved the way.
You know,
always.
And it's amazing to see how far music has come. You know, you got country rap now and all this other.
Yeah.
I just don't want to hear that mumble rap bullshit.
Yeah.
I hate that garbage. And then they just say the same hook over and over and over and over and over and over again. And it's the same bullshit. And they talk about, all they talk about is just hoes and bitches and I don't want to hear that shit. Like, have a message.
Exactly.
Say something.
Yeah, it's...
Our music's kind of angry. I mean...
No, but you say something. When I listen to your lyrics, I hear something.
But y'all got messages.
You have a message, though. There's a difference. You're not just saying the same thing over and over and over again and just dumb shit.
This very first album is going to be one of... It's going to be extremely heavy. It will be extremely heavy. Now,
that's good, though.
The first three songs, the three songs that we're going to play, I'm not even sure that these three songs will even be on the album, per se. But this is what we have now. Okay. And this is really, like, just, like, I mean, it's that, you know, just so you know, this is who we are, and we're fucking coming for you.
Right.
That's
and
a
I,
good
and
good
I hope,
though.
And I hope that you're fucking ready, because when it happens, you guys have seen the intensity the side effect brings. Just imagine
that shit.
Check this out.
All dressed in fucking...
You guys have not even introduced yourselves. So,
yes,
introduce yourself.
Yes, let's
so,
do that.
We are Burn the Ships from Bakersfield, California. We
That's
are
right.
a heavy metal rap crossover band, and we are nothing to be fucking trifled with.
No, you're
Just
really
so
good.
You know. Definitely.
I'm Screw Loose. This is a train wreck.
Shyler Stammer, train wreck.
Shyler Stammer.
Train wreck.
Yeah.
I love that name. Screw Loose and
train wreck.
I love it.
We are... I haven't. I mean, we're metal rap. I guess it's. We've been trying to find a genre to put it in. And I really don't.
There is no genre. There's no genre.
You know, like Limp Bizkit, yeah, and some of those, and the, what do you call it? Linkin Park. Some of those, they call them new metal.
Yeah,
our buddies from Dirty Machine. Right. They're what they call new metal.
Well, that
which is rap and metal mix.
Yeah, Side Effects.
Rap and metal mix.
I wouldn't put us in any category.
Yeah.
Side Effects been classified as new.
They always want to categorize everybody.
I mean, we're more of a punishing thing.
Because it can go from some hardcore shit to like some soft, like, you know,
yeah,
like that
heartfelt shit in a second.
In a second, yeah.
Okay.
We are very. It's
you're unique.
It's the dynamics.
Yeah. You want every song to sound so much different from the other one.
Exactly.
But that's what sets you apart and makes you stand out.
Exactly. You get an album. You buy an album and you got all these songs. You want to skip this song to get to this song. Skip to this, you know. Every album is like that, it seems like. You got to skip certain.
Yeah, okay,
I want to make sure that every song that we do cuts like a knife, and you don't want to change it. You don't want to skip it. It's like everyone's unique and hard as fuck at the same time.
I understand that.
Exactly.
If you don't give me chills when I start hearing the beat, what I'm doing don't give me actual chills, and I don't want to do it.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Makes sense.
I mean, it's fun, dude. We really like stepped out of the box with our music and what we're doing, and it got to the point where it was just a comfortability. Really, it was a comfortable thing. We were just comfortable. We'd sit in the living room and he'd play something and we'd be listening to it. And I'm like, okay, and he'd start rapping. So what do you think? Like, yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Well, what if you did this? Okay, and then we'd change it, and then it just culminated. And now, like, when I'm listening to other bands on the radio, or, I mean, I'm not going to listen to the radio anymore.
Even though you're on the radio.
I know. Fuck, I apologize. Well, I mean, so in Bakersfield, like, we used to have Crab, and their music was, like, all the locals, the heavy shit that was coming out right now, and everything else, and now it's all alternative radio.
But that's what we're trying to do is local stuff that's, like, more so I mean, we play stuff from all over the world. It's not just LA-based.
And I miss having a local station that was, like, promoting all the hard metal bands, the rock bands, the rap bands, everything local. Like, the shit that's going on and you know, all that other shit, you know, the hard
that
stuff.
That's our goal. Is to do that because, but we also do like authors and performers, dancers, like you know,
you want to do
directors, you know,
other actors.
Yeah, we've had WWE, in our show. We've had NFL on our show. We've
fucking fanatics.
Yeah, we've had like anything you can think of. We had we promoted
poets.
We are official press for Creed 2.
Oh shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, we do different things. Exactly. But it's
our 420 show last year, we had some zigzags from
it was special Rolling Papers from
Ziggy Marley?
No.
Damian Marley.
Damian Jr. Gong Marley.
Yeah.
Him and Jacques Cure had a song out that they came out with.
And they gave it. They sent us a package with Rolling Papers.
It's a promotional package with flyers and posters and all kinds of shit.
That's dope.
Yeah, I did a book signing with Tommy Chong.
Hell yeah. I love Tommy.
In Detroit.
Him and Cheech. Fuck yeah.
I got a lot of knowledge from that guy.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
I would love to meet him in person someday.
Hell yeah. Yeah, no, man. We're excited for what's coming. Once everything opens back up again, I mean, we're gonna start fucking shit up. Really, the cool thing about us is we get to still kind of, you know, mingle in both worlds, per se.
Yeah.
I mean, the attitude still stays the same. You know what I mean? We don't have to really change us to mingle with everybody. We can just do our thing.
I get along with everybody.
It's a fucking lie.
Yeah. Oh yeah. As it should be.
I hate everybody the same.
He said, I hate everybody the same.
I'm the same way.
But
I have to really take a shine to you. Like you have to do something that fucking makes you stand out to me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because I don't. He knows. What do I say all the time? I fucking hate people.
Yeah.
Fuck people. Fuck this. Fuck that.
Yeah,
I do too. I love animals.
Better, yeah.
But I. What did I tell a kid at McDonald's the other day? I work. That's my second job. McDonald's. So the other day I said to one of the kids, like, haven't you ever heard the fucking motto, fake it till you make it, dude? I was like, fake it till you fucking make it. It's called being an actor. You fucking
said that before, haven't I?
Yeah. I said, you live in fucking L.A., dude. It's called being an actor. Okay? Act. Can't you act? I said, make it seem like you give a fucking rat's ass about these people. Yeah, even if you don't.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Because they pay your paycheck. Right. If those motherfuckers didn't come in and buy that fucking fat ass, goddamn oversized fucking burger and fry and a drink, and they always want to get a diet soda. I know I'm guilty of this myself, to be honest with you. I'll get a double quarter pounder with cheese meal, large size, and then I'll get a diet soda because I seem to think that if I get diet, it's not going to be so many calories. I'm eating a fucking double quarter pounder with cheese and a fucking large fry. That's a lot of calories. I'm just saying. Yes. So I just say that shit.
1100 some shit probably.
So I was like, dude, this is Danny. You know Danny got up. Well, I don't know if you know which one that is. I work with him up front. Anyway, he's always like whining about this, that, and the other thing. I was like, dude, you're only fucking 19. Get your fuck over yourself. You haven't been through that much bad shit in life yet.
He ain't even old enough to drink. God damn.
I said, you ain't even old enough to go to one of my concerts. So what am I talking about this shit for? I was like, dude, but the whole point is you need to fake it till you make it. I said, pretend like you give a rat's ass what these fuckers are saying and what they want and what they, whatever. I said, just put a smile on your fucking face and make it seem like you're one of the fucking Stepford children. You know what I mean? Stepford wife. Hi, how's it going? That's what I do. I pretend like I give a fucking rat's ass.
Exactly.
And that gets me further. Even at my security job, I have to deal with people constantly.
See, that's not him. See, that's
look, when I'm at work, that's one thing. If I'm out and about in public, don't cross my fucking path unless I say it's okay to cross my fucking path because I'm don't even come near me.
See, 12 feet away. I'm so paranoid.
It's about work. It's about work, and it's about how you work with people. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get farther in life, you have to be good with people.
Right.
Even if you're faking it, even if you don't mean a fucking word you're saying out your goddamn mouth, you still got to make it seem like, because you're in the industry.
Yeah.
And if you don't fucking schmooze and fucking, you know, here's a bottle of alcohol. Here's this. Suck up. If you don't do something,
right,
you're not going to get, no, you're not going to get anywhere.
Exactly.
Every band that I help, I tell them these things. You have to have stage presence.
Yep.
You got to know how to work a crowd.
Yep. Yeah.
You need to know how to schmooze the radio and the television fuckers.
Yep.
Because you want to get on their programs so that you can get more recognition.
Right. Yep.
And if you don't schmooze these fucking assholes, even if you don't mean a fucking word that comes out your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Kiss, you know what I mean? Some people like me, I don't give
they
a
got, fuck. They got
they gotta kiss but my they ass because I don't give a fuck.
They got the way to put
fuck.
You out
if I don't like you and I don't like your music, you can eat my dick and get the fuck down the street because I don't care. Fair. I'm one of those people.
That's fair.
I either like you or I don't.
Why your coach shit, you know? Why?
I either like you or I don't. And if you're a piece of shit person and your music sucks, I'm going to tell you to your face. I'm sorry, but you're not worth my time.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it is what it is. And if I deal with you, and especially if I manage you, if I even offer to manage you, that says something.
Exactly.
I'm extremely fucking picky about my music.
I'm extremely picky about everything. Mm-hmm. And I got my head shoved so far up my ass that I, you know.
But I look at certain factors in a band. They got to have personality. They got to have stage presence. They got to know how to work a crowd. Their music has to be decent, and they have to be working towards being tighter and tighter on their fucking their lyrics,
right,
their performance, their music. They've got to be, you know what I mean? Because if I see
it's
that
good to see a band like
if I don't see any progression.
Improving.
You have to
because
progress.
It's certain groups that we see more than others.
They fucking sound
I've
the same
them,
2 years down the line, and they don't look
no
better.
Not all of them.
What I'm saying,
it's been
if they
groups.
Do,
no,
I'm not gonna keep bringing you back to my concerts if you don't bring any people through
no,
the door.
It's staying relative. I mean, really, it's like with us, we're ever changing. Like we do what we can to keep ourselves happy. I mean, and in the end of it all, really, like you said, you have to be able to, you know, to do these things and say these things and you'll be this person, this entity, if you will, you know, as you know, as part of the fucking, you know, the world. Now, when it comes to other things, I mean, you've seen me before a show.
Oh yeah.
I don't fucking care about anybody. Like when it's go time, it's okay. I hope you all realize that when we come out there, jumpsuits or if I'm with him and we're in ready to go, It's just destruction. And then when it's all over, it's, hey, guys, it's thank you guys for coming out. It was really nice to see all of
you. No, but that's great. Really, that's nice how it should
you.
Be.
You guys are amazing. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to get the fuck away from all of you.
Yeah. No, I'm the same way. At the end of the show, I'm so fucking burnt out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've introduced the show. I've introduced every band. I've schmoozed. I've gone around the entire room. I've said hello to everybody. Everybody's hugged me. Everybody's like, he's seen me.
And that's how
in the
we
course
are.
Of the night, I'm just like fucking, I got to be on. Like, even if I'm in a depressed mood or I'm having a bipolar, because I am bipolar. If I'm having a bipolar moment or if I'm having some issue and I don't want to be around people, I have to really force myself out of my shell. Then, to be around people,
And that begs the question: like,
and I get more exhausted by the end of the night.
Oh, yeah. Being an artist,
it's exhausting.
If you really didn't expect to come out here and see people and talk to people, how the fuck did you even book the show? If you expected to show up, do your set and bounce the fuck out, why are you even here?
I hate those bands. Yeah,
we get that. We get that at a lot of shows.
And I'm sorry because I mean there have been about two or three shows where I've done that. Like I gotta fucking go home, but I have a kid at home or some other.
No, but that's a legitimate reason.
But, I mean, if you're here, I mean, if you go to the show, I mean, you show up. See,
I don't look. I don't deal with bands who show up 2 minutes before their set, leave 3 minutes after their set. After they've packed their shit in their vans and their trucks and whatever, and then they fucking leave. Okay, no. All these other bands, came early and they stayed late.
I would say at least
respect. But that shows respect to
the band before you. Right. And the band after you.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if you do that, that's cool. It's like, okay, yeah, well, we gotta go.
Because everybody's got to work. Everybody's got kids.
I'm real anal about showing up early and getting tracks done at a certain time. And, you know, let's go. Let's get in the studio. Let's get it done.
No, but that's good. It should be like that.
It's all about work.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But do you know how many bands we see that
I'm trying to get somebody to make this
not, they're not all about that?
You in the city, man. You in this place where it can make it happen.
Exactly. It's like if you want to stay a fucking garage band and you don't ever want to progress beyond that, then I have no time.
I mean, you in Bakersfield,
well, we're the same way.
You want to get down to here.
I'm not
LA, West Hollywood, Hollywood, North Hollywood.
I'm here now,
yeah, you an hour and a half, 2 hours away, right, man. You like, good.
I'm excited. It's going to be fucking badass.
Because most people that make it don't even live in LA. They live outside of LA anyway. You know what I mean?
Let's play some music.
Yeah,
let's play some music.
I got three songs here by Burn the Ships. We do Dealer's Choice. What would you like to hear first?
If I die.
I'm liking the picture, just the the gun with a bunch of blood. I'm
just do them in order. All right,
do them in order.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
No, fuck that. Do If I Die first. If I die, like the
intro. Okay. Yeah, all right, so we're going to do If I Die by Burn the Ships first.
Fuck yeah.
And then we'll we got I'm Not to Back Down and then Bring Me Down.
Just finished mixing that last night.
All right. We'll hear. Let's listen. All right, so we're going to do a three-pack. Here we go. If I Die by Burn the Ships.
Yeah.
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
I'ma get the mask off, it's gonna get bloody when I get the machete to cut up your body.
Ah!
I'm deranged to a scene, picking up on the guitar strings.
Something desirable!
Dangerous like angel dust, when I get my bitch a gauge to bust. Fucking I ain't afraid of the dust, I'll let it settle with little. When I play your ass like a fiddle, the massacre's in the middle. But I got the bass and the cymbal.
If you ain't down to ride, should I walk away from me? All the pain you feel inside, well that's all because of me. And you don't wanna die,
don't wake me.
Cause I don't care if I
die.
Holy smokes, when I load up the chrome and I put the fucking hole in your dome. This isn't Jamaican, you won't live long. Sipping them up through the surface, nobody attending your service. I see a clown in the circus, writing them off just like cursive.
See my steel toe when I tiptoe to the front door. I put you inside of a coffin as often as you can ask for. And I bathe the beast in the blood heat seeker. Cover your face with a sheet. And I never lose sleep on the wolf, steal the sheep, and then prey on the weak, yeah. I'll leave you busted with the tourniquet. I got a big appetite. When they eat, I'm gonna burn the shits. So I run with the renegade. Don't be afraid. Sever the legs, cause the 12 gays come with the bloodstain. I don't care if I die. Burn the ships. A pirate's life for me. If you ain't down to ride,
shut the fuck away from me.
All the pain you feel inside,
well, it's all because of me.
And you don't wanna die,
don't wake me.
Cause I don't care if I
die. Die.
Don't waste time killing alone.
Right up on the enemy.
Hold my strength by my side.
Burn the ship my destiny.
Don't waste time killing alone.
Right up on the enemy.
Hold my strength by my side.
Burn the ship my destiny.
911, what's your emergency?
He's killed everyone. I'm the only one left.
What is your exact location?
75 Long Street, Echo Park, please. Please hurry. Oh my God, please, please hurry.
Okay, help is on the way. Who am I speaking with?
Emily in Brooklyn.
Okay, Emily, I need you to stay on the line with me. Can you tell me what's going on?
Pump and hit the motherfucker with a 12 gauge.
Put him in a blind box.
Snap back and bruise. I lead a motherfucker with a tourniquet. I'm gonna
put him in a blind box.
Cock back the pump and hit the motherfucker with a 12 gauge.
Put him in a blind box.
Snap back and bruise. I lead a motherfucker with a tourniquet. I'm gonna
put him in a blind box.
Very nice. That was badass. Okay, let's see. Let's go back. All right, hold on. Where's it going? No, no, no. Okay, here we go. I'm not to back down. Okay, and then we're going to do Bring Me Down. Burn the ships. Check it out.
Condition.
Russ, we're approaching nearly 12 hours since that police
police officer was shot in the parking lot here, and there has been police activity ever since.
Vehicle getting away.
An officer lie wounded, and the suspects took off.
Wow, not the back down!
Leaving them leaking, they bleeding, creeping, they coming, running, they dipping, dodge.
Wow, not the back down!
Leaving them leaking, they bleeding, creeping, they coming, running, they dipping, dodge.
Wow, not the back down!
Leaving them leaking, they bleeding, creeping, they coming, running, they dipping, dodge.
Wow, not the back down!
Leaving them leaking, they bleeding, creeping, they coming, running, they dipping, dodge.
All these thoughts in my mind, thoughts of pain, suicide. I don't know if I'll be fine, but you don't know
where I can start.
Dead and rotting, stiff as a board, cold as a morgue. Fuck a corpse, then I'm a puke on the porch.
Lord, don't give a fuck.
And I put the Uzi to Susie and turn her pussy to smoothie because
I'ma open your wall.
And I cut you from earlobe to anus. If you fuck, I'll make you famous because
I'ma bust in your mouth.
And you can't go back to your house and spit it in your man's mouth.
Wow, not the back out.
Leaving them leaking, they bleeding, creeping, they coming, running, they dipping, dodge.
Wow, not the back out.
Leaving them leaking, they bleeding, creeping, they coming, running, they dipping, dodge.
Wow, not the back out.
Leaping, I'm leaking, they bleeding, creeping, they coming, running, they dipping, dodge.
Wow, not the back down!
Leaping, I'm leaking, they bleeding, creeping, they coming, running, they dipping, dodge.
Is Bring Me Down. Burn the Ships. James Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Thinking you're fucking with the lunatic. Take it or leave it, you took me for granted, and now I'm sick. And I'm filled with aggression, but a lethal intention for the heartless rejection. My love, and you underestimate my love, and you wanna take away my love. So why the fuck you wanna go and
kill my love?
I said, why do you wanna bring me down?
Why do you wanna bring me down?
I said, why do you wanna bring me down?
My head is up in the clouds.
Back. I got something for them when they bust back. I can fit the hater with a toe tag. I can put the ass up in a black bag if they wanna act bad. I know you hate my love, and you go and underestimate my love, and you wanna go and take away my love. But why the fuck you wanna go and
kill my love?
I said, why do you wanna bring me down?
Why do you wanna bring me down?
I said, why do you wanna bring me down?
My head is up in the clouds.
I said, why do you wanna bring me down?
Why do you wanna bring me down?
I said, why do you wanna bring me down?
My head is up in the clouds.
I said, why do you wanna bring me down?
Why do you wanna bring me down?
I said, why do you wanna bring me down?
My head is up in the clouds.
All right, we had three awesome, amazing songs.
Thanks.
Burn the Ships. I like that they were each different, but they sounded really great.
Thank you. asking you.
Do y'all plan on putting an album out anytime?
Yes, this is what we're doing right now.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. How many songs are you looking at? Like a full album or an EP?
We're going to do an EP of about 7 songs. Yeah. We already have all the beats. We have 5 songs written already. So, and I'm quick, so.
So when you think they'll be out?
Give us like 3 months, 2 months.
3 months, okay. 2 months?
Once everything's done, yeah.
And that's it for like, we're like.
That's pushing it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
That's like.
Yeah.
That's adding time on. Like.
Oh, really?
Like, okay, so we've gotten these 3 tracks done in a month. Mm-hmm. And there's been days where we just didn't even go in the studio. Mm-hmm. So,
we've just been kind of doing it on our own time with my wife being so sick and, you know, everything else. We just kind of, we press it as much as we can. But now that I'm home, you know, I'm home a lot. So him and I can just fucking start hammering shit out.
Right.
I'll just go in there and get everything I need to get done.
Right.
And then, you know.
And then I come in and fucking do what we need to do. And then
all right. Where can people find you on, like, social media, website, music sites?
Facebook, right now, only Facebook and YouTube. That's it.
Burn the Ships. And if you look, Burn is all capitalized, and then and then Ships is up,
and
is
then,
uppercase.
So, yeah, the problem is on YouTube is because there is a Christian... rock band called Burn the Ships.
Oh, God.
So that's something that we've been trying to work around and change the lettering.
It's going to be spelled differently.
Yeah.
Put a Z on the end.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ships Z with a Z?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. And that's what we're trying to do.
We're talking about Noah's Ark.
Yeah, well, the name came from, so the first time I went to church with him, our family, my family, my wife, and my kid, went to church with him and his family.
Yeah.
The first time, the sermon was Burn the Ships. And what it was is when Cortez came here,
mm-hmm.
and he landed on, you know, he was in the wrong place.
Right.
And fucking, so he decided to send one ship back and burn the rest of them and said, fuck that, dude. We're doing this. We have to make this work. We're burning the ships. There's no regrets.
Right, right. In other words, no turning back.
I heard that and was like, that's fuck it. Yeah, dude. Like, my transition from Side Effect to this, I'm like, there's no turning back.
Our band name originally was Tourniquets.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and then we heard that, and we're like, no, dude, that's it. There's no turning back.
First, I was like, we'll do a song called Burn the Ship, and then it just, you know, you can do so much more with Burn the Ships.
Yeah. Right. I'll go on YouTube and look up Burn the Ships.
We'll have it more out soon. It'll be out soon.
They got 3 songs up there so far.
Yes.
Check that out, and then be on the lookout for their album coming out, hopefully.
Does anybody in the audience, this fall. Anybody back want to say hi?
I don't know if they want to. I know my wife's camera shy. My kid.
Yeah, like
sure.
three minutes.
So my wife wants to send my kid in here. She's watching.
Yeah,
if
Sophia wants to say, what's up? You know what I mean?
No, I guess not.
Well, it has been a blessing to be back at LA Talk Radio in Sherman Oaks, California. We've missed it. We've missed this beautiful view of the mountains and the tree line and everything. It's been a crazy few months with the COVID and everything else going on.
Stay strong, buddy.
Please stay strong, stay safe.
Hell yeah, stay safe.
You know,
sanitize.
Yeah, sanitizer, wash your hands. Wear your masks in public with large groups of people. You know, that kind of stuff. I mean, if you're just hanging with your peeps and it's just you people, then whatever. But if you're out and about amongst a bunch of other people,
you in the grocery
store, please wear your mask. You know what I mean? Be respectful of others as well as you don't want to get sick your damn self.
Right.
This is the PSA.
Take care of yourself.
This is a public service announcement from
exactly.
Jenny. Yeah.
You know, you gotta remember everything you do revolves around everyone you're hanging around with. So.
Right. Yeah. Just be safe. And
he goes around licking doorknobs and shit. I gotta
idiots licking shit. I don't understand that. What's wrong with people? Like, I'm sorry. Like, you want to get sick or you want
to
get other people sick?
I only like to eat Tide Pods on days that end in Y.
All right. All those challenges are all fucking stupid, and you idiots who do it. I really have no respect for you.
No.
And
also,
I decided to take a spoonful of chili powder.
And
then you wonder
cinnamon.
Why you die. Oh,
cinnamon.
Yeah, cinnamon. Oh, it's all the same.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Whatever.
Also,
dumbasses.
Something we don't have respect for. Rainbow colored snitch wrappers. I'm not going to name no names.
6ix9ine.
Well,
As I always say.
Yeah, no respect. You know, if you're supposed to be some type of hood.
Let me see you come to L.A.
Do not snitch.
Look, as my Irish mafia family always says, stitches end up in ditches, you bitches.
You do not.
I'm not joking. Oh my family's. No. Yeah. Anyway, you
whatever little scream growing up in that family snitched,
was very scary.
He probably can't even sell a record now.
He's rapping Tony and Montana.
Hiding. You know what? Hey, no, check this out, man. This dude is like getting all this press and all this shit, man, and it's tripping me the fuck out. I'm like, so
less than a minute.
This is what you do to get famous now. This is what makes you now. And all these guys are like, oh my god, dude, he's doing this with this person and that with that person. I'm like, you know what? The first person to smack the fuck out of him, dude, is gonna like be the most popular person on the planet. So,
and on that note, it is time to end our broadcast.
Burn the ships.
Yes, burn the ships. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate you. Thank you for letting us play the music to the world.
Thanks for listening.
Till next week, I believe we're going to have Fallen Fury on next week's broadcast. Another band that we manage. So peace out.
Right.
Stay safe.
Thank you.
Love you. We'll see you next week. Check out Jay's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. As well burn as the burn ships. The ships.
Hey, get your hats. Peace and out.
Shirts. Yes, get merchandise. Lots and lots of merchandise.
All right.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.